Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion. Mastermind solutions to problems. Create goals and action steps. Then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
Good morning and welcome. My name is Maggie Chula, and I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me today. On this topic, I'm really happy to share with you a special guest, Chelsea Hansen, and she's here to talk to us about going from loss to legacy. Have you ever lost someone you love so much, a part of you seems to be missing now that they're gone? Would you like to speak to them and know they are with you? Do you need help to move on from this feeling and learn how to enjoy life again? My special guest this week can help you move from loss to legacy. Chelsea Hansen is a grief educator, life and career coach for bereaved women. She is also the author of 6 gift books and the founder of the online memorial gift and tribute store with sympathy gifts and keepsakes. Following the sudden loss of both of her parents, Chelsea developed her signature system, the Loss to Legacy Method, a method that transforms deep grief into significant healing. Her mission and her calling is leading the bereaved through this unique transformational process to reconcile their sorrow while continuing to honor the memory of those they love. Her gentle and supportive programs guide survivors on how to live purposely with new appreciation for each day. And her books of grief support and online store have been used by more than 700 funeral homes across the United States and Canada. So I'm going to ask Chelsea now. Come on, Chelsea. It's so good to have you here. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you, Maggie, for having me. And it's a pleasure to be here with all your guests. I'm sure you have an awesome audience.
Yes, we do, and I know that we've covered this subject a little bit before, but nothing like you have, because you have this process now. That is this a book that you have, the From Loss to Legacy?
Sure. Let me tell you a little bit about the process. And the process is a 7-part process I go through to help people through grief so they can reach their legacy. And I describe legacy as a fulfilling, happy life, living on in honor of those you love and miss. And the process will be coming out in book form. It's not out in the meantime, we can go through some of the parts of the process if you'd like, because I love the concept of your show, that the people, you know, your audience have a plan and they have a solution. So I think it, with like concrete, tangible tools, they probably feel so much more proactive and more empowered, better in control of their grief journey or whatever journey they're going on.
Yes. Yes, and that is what we like to do here, and I know that people look for that. So I fully expect that by the end of the show, people will have some simple steps they can take to help them as they move forward, because grief is such a big subject. Can you tell me a little bit more, tell us a little bit more about how you made this your life work? Not everyone would pick that, so...
Sure, sure. Yeah, and I think the work probably picked me. Because, right, your work comes about from your life experiences. And I think in my case, unfortunately, grief has always been a part of my life. And that sounds so sad, but really it's not, because had we not loved people so much, we wouldn't be grieving them. We wouldn't be grieving their loss. So I have had a lot of love in my life as well, which kind of is hand in hand with grief. But in a nutshell, what happened that led me to this work is when I was only 4, right before kindergarten, my father had passed away unexpectedly. He was in open heart surgery and passed away. And you can imagine, this was the early 70s, so you can imagine medicine isn't what it is today. He made it through the surgery, but then passed away afterwards due to complications. So what happened is my mom was left alone, basically, to raise me, an only child. And she had also lost her parents shortly around the time of losing my dad.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was in a lot of grief, sorrow. But again, it was in the 70s, and I don't think our education, or it wasn't what it is today. So she didn't really have the tools or coping mechanisms to help her through grief. She just didn't have the proper guidance and information. So as a child, I kind of saw this happening. Maybe I understood, maybe I didn't, but as I was older, I certainly did. I kind of absorbed her sorrow of what happened because she wasn't able to release it.
Terrible.
Go ahead.
Her mother was a single parent, and her parents were gone too.
Yeah, all in a relatively short time frame.
Was that fairly confusing for you also as a child? Because children, you know, I think the thing that's misunderstood is many people think children don't absorb this. They don't understand loss and they don't, feel grief. But certainly through your own experiences, you know that's not true, right?
Yeah, definitely. And the culture at the time, and I guess it's still this way today, oftentimes people don't like to talk about grief. They don't like to upset you. They don't like to mention the person who passed away, mention their name. So in my case, not only did I lose my dad at a young age, I really didn't know anything about him, even growing up, because no one would talk about him. No stories. I didn't really understand his personality. And it's interesting, just this last Saturday, I did a presentation on the art of remembrance. And we were talking about how to remember those we love with joy, like what objects of theirs bring you joy rather than sadness. What activities do you do of theirs now that could bring you happiness? What can you carry on? And I mentioned to the group that after my mom had passed away, I found some of her things. Actually, I think I might have found these just recently, to tell you the truth, of my dad's thing she had saved, a Go Sailing pin, like a little pin, because they owned a sailing business. The letter K, like a little iron K, like for initial, because his name was Ken. And then also a pocket knife. And the pocket knife was shaped like a woman's leg. So that's kind of funny. Like, the whole audience laughed about that. And it was kind of like, yeah, I didn't know my dad's personality. So here we're laughing about this pocket shaped.
Yeah.
Or this pocket knife shaped like a leg, and I'm like, what the heck? So, yeah, so I really didn't know his personality. So, and growing up as a child, you know, you kind of go with the flow. I know things aren't quite right, you know.
Right.
But then later in life, it's really more when I had to start my grieving work then, because I never grieved as a child because I didn't know how.
Oh.
no one right. really gave me the opportunity or walked me through it.
Yeah.
So yeah, at some point you will do that work, whether you're a little kid and you have proper guidance then, or, you know, now at my age, in my late 40s, I'm actually going through this process, and it's healed now, but I mean, that's pretty late in life to be going through this. So I think when people have the proper tools and system, if that's the correct word, when they're going through grief, they can get it through it easier, with less pain, and
feel
release
supported,
it.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you don't have these problems later in life, and you're not passing the sadness on to your child. And I guess also what happened is when I was 15, I started dating, and I had my boyfriend. And my boyfriend, who later turned out to be my husband, he had a very similar situation in his family. His father passed away when he was only a baby, 4 months old.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
So,
Chelsea, you know, I want you to – let's take a note, because I think that's fascinating that both you and your husband had this shared experience when you were younger. And I'm sure that that is something – that the listeners would like to hear, but I just know we're going to head into a commercial in a few seconds, so I don't want to have to cut you off in the middle of that.
Oh, sure.
Place, it's a great place for us to start, and so when we come back, we're going to listen to Chelsea and hear more about how to go from loss to legacy. So stay tuned.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatesPR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
Want to know some fun facts about colonoscopies? Colon cancer is 90% preventable. A colonoscopy can detect and prevent colon cancer in one fell swoop. But here's a not-so-fun fact. Lots of people are so uncomfortable even talking about a colonoscopy that they never get one. If you're 50 or 45 for African Americans, get screened now. Maybe even earlier if you have a family history. To schedule a screening today, visit StopColonCancerNow.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And I'm so glad that you decided to join us for this podcast, because today we're talking with Chelsea Hansen, and our topic is From Loss to Legacy. So, Chelsea, you were sharing with us this, it feels like a fairly unique thing that both you and your husband went through, losing your fathers at a very young age. But I know more and more people have lost parents, when they were children, but you were four, and you said your husband was just a baby?
Yeah, my husband was just a baby when his father passed away due to a car accident, actually. And he had four older siblings, so his mom, similar situation, was now left to take care of five little kids, all under the age of nine.
Oh, my gosh.
And this was in the late, I guess, 1960s, in the 60s. And then interesting, later, about 4 years after my husband's mother lost her husband, she got remarried, and she remarried a man who lost his wife. So this family got blended together, eight kids in total, but no one really knew how to deal with grief. It wasn't talked about, and there was kind of this sadness in the family. So I thought it was interesting that my husband and I were attracted together, because I think we were probably on a similar frequency level, because our families operated very similar. So
yeah,
these experiences of my family, his family, of this dysfunction is really what led me in to my grief work. But it wasn't until a little later, because by then I was kind of just used to it. This is the way things are, not knowing any better, because I didn't have the proper tools or guidance. But then when I was 28, my mother had passed away suddenly and, unexpected. And so this totally shook me to my core, because I always had the false belief when I was growing up, which I guess gave me security that, I was already down one parent. I lost one parent. The odds were simply not there that I would lose a second parent.
Oh,
and it was interesting. I would even think about that, but that's what you think about, I think, when you have had losses in your family. You're trying to protect, or you think you're trying to protect those people in your family. So when she passed away, my life was pretty much turned upside down. That was 20 years ago. So that is really what led me on my journey of finding out how to support myself through grief. Because I recall very clearly visiting a counselor about 3 weeks after my mother had passed away, sitting in the waiting room, just crying. And I thought, oh my God, this poor counselor is like probably thinking, who's this lady I have to help? I was feeling sorry for her when I should have been feeling sorry for me. So I went to see this counselor, and it was just someone in our town, just someone I looked up. This was before Google, so I'm sure I had to use the phone book. And it was just a general counselor. But the session was just of so, or sessions were just of no use to me, because all I did was talk and talk and talk, and I wanted the person to explain to me what was happening. I needed education. I needed tools. And maybe I realized that later. So I had a very rough journey through grief. And by learning all this stuff myself for my healing, now is where I have the system where I can help other people. And I really think I have so much passion about it, because I don't want people to waste years of their lives where they're stuck in grief, and they don't have to be if they have the proper guide or guidance.
So you were able to move your, because your story, my goodness, you had one person left in your life, your mother, and then she dies. I realized by then you were married, right?
Right.
But still, so many of us have our birth family and feel a lot of support, or the extended family. So So your steps have helped you, and now you are able to go out and help others, which is a wonderful, wonderful skill for you. So this loss to legacy that we're going to talk about, you really have experienced this, and you said you built this up to help you. It helped you, right? So that now you can feel better about your parent, you know, have a better connection to your parents. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but would you say that you do have more peace in your heart, or what can people expect?
Yeah, I think when you when you properly resolve grief, and I can go about through some of the parts of healing I think are necessary.
Yeah.
When you properly resolve it, I think you do release all that pain, and the pain, I think, is replaced with love. So now when I think about my parents, I don't feel the pain anymore. I mean, I think occasionally I'll get melancholy, but for the most part, the pain has been released. I think of them with love. I have acceptance. I am at peace. And that's what I want for other people, because when they're at peace and at that higher vibration, they can have such a better life. They're not stuck in emotions they don't need to be stuck in. And then they can go on and live a great life in memory of those they love. And we both know, as your listeners know, of course, that your loved ones are always with you. They're communicating with you. And that fact, or that understanding, I didn't really know about until about 10 years after my mother had passed away. So even that piece, had I been open to that or understood, because I came from a business background, I wasn't into personal growth at the time, you know, I had no idea about spirit communication, signs, anything, and that made a total difference in my grief resolution. So I think when people can get the proper education right away and good education, it will help. So yeah, I can go through some of the parts I think are necessary to help people.
Yeah, I think that sounds wonderful. And I'm very happy that you have found this peace. You said there was peace, and now you were able to turn that grief into more of a feeling of love and connection about your
right.
parents. Yeah.
Right.
That's wonderful. Okay. And I'm sure I can't imagine who hasn't been touched in some way or another by grief. So this seems like a really very important thing to share with others. I know that one of the other things that you had said or talked about was that sometimes people feel that they, you know, they're never going to get back to normal. So can you address that a little bit, that normal feeling? Because I know you
sure.
have peace, but, you know.
Sure. Yeah, and I think if we hadn't ever experienced grief, like significant grief, we think we will get back to our normal, how things were before. Mm-hmm. But in reality, you'll go to a new normal, meaning things will get back to a natural pace, but they'll be different. You will never really get back to where you were before. And it's really, how can you? Because you've had a life-changing event, just as getting married, having a baby, getting divorced. This loss impacts you, and you change and transform and grow from it. And then I think sometimes maybe if you don't have the proper support system, they expect you to get back to normal, not understanding that normal no longer exists for you. You'll get back to that new normal. So that's why also it's important to have the proper guidance, proper people in your life who can help you, like who are compassionate, nurturing, understanding. So yeah, I don't think we ever get back to normal, and just having that piece of information I think makes a difference in people's lives, because they might be striving for that, maybe
yeah.
initially not understanding that's not really possible.
Right.
And in the seven-part healing system that I use, the first thing we go over is understanding grief, and that's one of the things we talk about, is what to expect, what's going to happen, And then we also talk about...
Oh, a roadmap.
Yeah, it is a roadmap.
Here are the
we
levels
about,
of grief or the levels you go from loss to legacy?
Yeah, something like that. And, you know, we kind of start where you are and then,
okay.
you know, with the understanding grief. And then we talk about breaking myths because there's so much unhelpful information that you might think is true because that's what you've learned and you haven't even, you may have internalized that information. Like, I need to be strong and, you know, I don't need
right.
to get help. And this was the best. You know how people might say something lame like that.
Or I'm the
God's
only
will.
One who feels this way. Why can everybody else get over this faster?
Right.
And I'm sure
yeah,
people said that to you too, right? Hey, how long ago was that?
Sure.
You know.
Yeah, aren't you over it yet?
Yeah. Because unfortunately, I have had a lot of grief too. So this
yeah.
is really, yeah. So I am very excited. You have 7 steps, and once again, your process is called the Loss to Legacy. I want to make sure in this next section that we talk about that. What are those steps? What can people expect? And I'm sure that people go in and out, right? It doesn't seem to be a sequential thing, is it?
Oh, absolutely. That would be correct. You know, the ebbs and flows of grief, the ups and downs. You kind of oscillate between different areas that you're in. And one thing I did want to mention for sure is everyone, you know, has heard about the 5 stages of grief, the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross bereavement theory. And for her theory, she had meant, it sounds like we're going to be taking a break, so I can talk about when we come
bad.
Back.
Okay, we'll start that when you come back. Okay. So come on back.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's devlivemedium.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Do you want to connect to your magical child? Merge your passions and creativity, unlock your imagination, and play with the angels. Come learn the Akashic Vibration Process with me, Maggie Chula, and the Master Teachers of the Akasha. Together we will mastermind, exploring questions, issues, blocks, creating possibilities, then ground your creations into your current timeline. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. Create new possibilities today.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Oh, Okay, welcome back. We are talking with Chelsea Hansen, and she is a grief bereavement coach, right? Career coach. And her system that she's going to talk to us about right now is called From Loss to Legacy. So I know you were talking about the five stages of grief, and how does that tie into the loss to legacy method? Is that an awareness that you bring to people about those stages?
Well, yeah. What I wanted to mention is that the five stages seem like they are the theory everyone follows.
Right.
But the founder or the researcher, Dr. Roth, who developed this theory in the 60s, she developed the theory for people who were terminally ill, the five stages.
Right.
So, and what happened over time was it was gradually applied to people who were grieving, and that was not her intention. The five stages were for what terminally ill people go through. So bereaved people will hear the five stages of denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and they will incorrectly think, I have to go through these five stages in order, in a linear fashion. And first of all, again, these stages were not meant for people who were grieving. And grief, as we mentioned earlier, is not linear. It ebbs and flows. It goes up and down. It's in spirals. So the first step in my healing work or healing method is just understanding grief, meaning the education about grief, so you get the correct information right off the bat. And then we can work with where you are, applying what you need to know. And then, well, also in the first stage with the education, we kind of go through breaking the myths, which is, again, knowing what you need to know so you don't fall victim to these myths, or they're not perpetuated by other people in your family who might not know any better.
Right, right. So what are the, you said there were seven steps?
Sure. So the first step is understanding grief, which we talked about. The second step is releasing the pain. And so there's a lot of different techniques I go through. And really our goal is to get you from an intensity level of where you are all the way down to neutral. You know, and that can take some time. But the key is getting to neutral of processing those emotions and feelings, because so many people try to push them away. So I teach people, no, let's not push them away. Let's process them, because you really have to go through them to get to the other side of grief.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just like, yes, I agree. Yes, no.
Yeah, because we've probably learned the hard way, correct? With all your healing work, you're so instrumental in helping people heal.
Well,
go ahead.
I know that we both suffered, I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong word, but we both experienced deep grief when we were young, and that is what I remember them telling me, you know, these emotions, you've got to tap them down, you know.
Yeah,
so I like
keep
that
it,
you
stay
tell them
strong,
when you grief.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because, we can release them. The next thing I do is the leadership piece, and I call that leadership. And really, I mean, for you being an advocate, you fostering your own support system, finding the people who are supportive, encouraging, nurturing to you to find the correct guide. So it's kind of like eliminating the toxic people in your life. Well, not maybe eliminating, because some of them we can eliminate, but spending less time with them and spending more time with the people who help you during this process, so you can honor your feelings and what's happening to you. So that's the third step, where we get that support system set up for you. And then the fourth area I like to call life stories, where we creatively cherish and honor memories. That's kind of like the presentation I did on Saturday. We call it remembering. And remembering is one of the things you need to do to heal grief.
Right.
And, so you can share stories, you can talk about the person, And then even other people in your family, like younger kids or other generations, can know the person. Because, you know, if you've lost anyone significant in your life, they're not just going to go away. Your mother, father, spouse, child, you're still going to want to talk to them. That love is always there. And by remembering, that does help heal. And in fact, the bereavement theory that professionals are using today is called the Four Tasks of Mourning, and that's by J. William Worden. His fourth task of mourning is to embark on your life while remembering the bereaved. So,
perfect.
I should tell the readers all four your listeners all four tasks. But it's to accept the reality of loss as the first task. And again, they don't go in order. These are just things to help you resolve your grief. Process the pain of grief, which we've talked about. Adjust to the world without the deceased, so you're going into your new normal. And to find an enduring connection with the deceased in the midst of embarking on a new life. So that enduring connection, you know, you're doing that by remembering the person.
Again,
we've been encouraged not to do that in the past.
Yeah, just
so,
let go.
Yeah, so, and, you know, we, of course, don't agree, especially your work and my work. We know the continuing bonds are there. And that's, I cover that in another of the seven. Step six, well, it's not really a step. It's a part of the method. It's to develop ongoing spiritual connection. Because as I mentioned, like about 10 years after my mother passed away is when I learned of this. And had I known sooner, my journey would have been a lot easier, smoother. I would have known that love was there. And I'm sure your listeners know you're a master in helping people with that area and have been very instrumental to helping me as well. Me being a layman, you know, like a regular person, not a psychic. So regular layman people can get this connection, which I was astounded that could happen. And that was probably the biggest difference in my healing. And to me, that's probably one of the most important things that helped me, you know, knowing that everyone is different. So, and then also what we do for the fifth area is, well, I kind of got out of order here, but the other thing we do is we help people.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other thing we do is help people, that I do is help people find meaning and purpose in their loss, because after you lose someone, you're kind of cracked wide open and all your authentic feelings come out. So I think that is like a prime time to really find out what you want to do with your life, because all your real feelings come out. So if you've kind of been bottled up, not expressing yourself, you're going to have a lot of stuff that comes out. And maybe you can't act on it right away, but you can remember these real feelings that you were tapped into. And then lastly, I like to help people with their legacy work as far as living a joyful and fulfilled life now. So it's kind of like the last two areas we work on are, what's your purpose? What do you want in the future? And again, I think it's so you can have a fulfilling life in memory of those who've gone before you, almost as a way to honor their life.
That's so beautiful. Yeah.
So I think it's this method, I think, is super helpful. I wish I would have had it sooner, but now I can share it with other people again so their journey is easier and really not what we had suffered through, even though we think suffered might not be the right word. It feels like suffered through.
No, but this sounds like a wonderful book. And you said it is coming out. Does it have a published date or... You know,
well, we don't have the published date yet, but in the meantime, you know, I do work with people individually primarily for grief support. And then if they're a little farther along in their grief journey, we kind of work more on what their purpose is, what they, you know, want for their future. So I kind of adjust my approach to where the person is, of course, in their journey.
Sure.
And it is, nice for both ends. Go ahead.
I want to make sure, too, that we do share with people how to find you. And I know I know one of your websites is Chelsea A. Hansen, your name, Chelsea Hansen.
Sure. Chelsea Hansen.
But then you also have a whole e-store, an online store of in a nutshell, can you kind of tell me a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah, and the URL for that is just With Sympathy Gifts. And I named it that because, like, when you sign a sympathy card, you usually say With Sympathy, so it's called With Sympathy Gifts. And on the site, you know, we have sympathy gifts, but my purpose is for you to be able to give someone, to give a gift that's tangible, like so the bereaved person can see this stepping stone or this wind chime with a lovely saying and think of their loved one. So they can look at something that might bring them joy or happiness. And maybe they won't feel like that immediately, but over time they'll have this lovely reminder of their loved one because we're kind of cherishing and honoring their life. And for me, I like pretty things, beautiful things. So I have my house decorated with a lot of remembrance things, but they bring me joy now. They're more uplifting. So that's really how I started this work also, is because I have a business background and a retail background. So I kind of started
all
there.
All kinds of backgrounds.
Yeah. Right? We're also so many different interests, talents. So that's started me on this background with, or that this path business-wise, but then that naturally led into the grief support because people were always looking for help. Then my regular website is just chelseahansen.com.
Okay. And we'll go over, we'll do a little summary when we come back because I hate to say this, but we're going into the commercials for our last before our last segment. It's just there's so much to talk about with you, and you do so many things. I'm glad you came on, and we'll wrap this all up when we come back from the commercial. So I'll talk to you soon.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Have you ever wondered, what is the purpose of life? How can I do more, have more, be more? Do you want to talk to your angels, your higher wisdom? Have you tried? But here you are. I invite you to come take a class in the Akashic Vibration Process. Learn the language of your soul. Enhance your soul connection. Expand your soul vibration. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com. www.thepurposeoflife.com and learn more. Let me help you interpret the language of your soul.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Well, it is so hard to believe, but this hour has just flown by, and we are here talking about From Loss to Legacy with my special guest, Chelsea Hansen. And if you've been listening to this show, you know that Chelsea has an amazing abundance of knowledge on the subject of grief, how to move yourself from a feeling of loss, anger, your life is never going to be the same, and helps you move to where you can live with joy, knowing that your life can also reflect as a legacy for the people that you have lost and loved. And Chelsea, I know that you've got a lot of things to share. So can you help us? Another thing that I've seen on your website or I know about you is you say that you, or you are actually, the author of some I'm losing my train of thought. Sorry.
Oh, some gift books.
Yes, gift books. Yes. What would those? What would that be? A gift book? Is that a gift
sure.
book to give to somebody who's lost someone? Is it like part of the sympathy gift?
Yeah. Actually, you can use it both ways. On our website, the With Sympathy Gifts website. There's little gift books that I've written, and our most popular is called Hello from Heaven. And this book is it's like a message back from your loved one to you on Earth, you know, that they're okay, they'll always be watching over you, they'll always be guiding you. So it really hits a chord with the bereaved person because it's so comforting, because that's what everyone wants to know. It's kind of like the number one question, is my loved one or whoever the person lost, is this person okay? That's what people are always
right.
wanting to know or thinking. So this message just brings people comfort. And it's just called Hello from Heaven. It's not very long. It's about 24 pages, but the message is tremendous, and I don't know that we would have time for me to read it to you, but people can check it out on the website. It's very helpful.
Right. But if you had I know that we're running a little out of time here. Oops. So I was just wondering if you had one thing that helped you the most get through your losses and all the things that you've processed to help you feel more comfortable. What would that be?
Sure. And I guess for the beginning person, and I had like three main tips I wanted to share with you. We're running out of time. But the main thing is to set the intention to heal, because people, I think grief just descends on them. They're passive and you're feeling so horrible. You think, how will I ever feel better anyhow? But if you can just set the intention to heal or make the commitment to yourself that I will heal. It doesn't feel like it now. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it will happen. So just to have that mindset, yes, I will get through this.
I'm sorry, Jill. Are you hearing that? This beep?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, good. Good. I just had to laugh a little because it's like it feels like heaven is signaling to me. I'm hearing this beep.
You probably are.
I hear things anyway, but it's like, well, that is very strange. So that's why I'm losing my train of thought. Okay, so I wanted to make sure and let people know that Chelsea, you've got so many different places to find you. You have With Sympathy Gifts, ChelseaHansen.com. You also have a free e-care package, Hope for a Healing Heart.
Sure. And well, what I can tell your listeners, another thing I'm offering is an Envision Life After Grief session. And so if anyone would like to do that with me, it's just 60 minutes. And typically I charge for it, of course, but I was thinking for your group, I would just like to do it free. So if someone would like to do that, they just have to email me info@chelseahansen.com. And then in the subject line, write Maggie's show. I would like a free Envision Life After Grief session. So we can kind of set a plan for you or get you on the right track. So that's one thing people can do. But the thing you also mentioned is on With Sympathy Gifts, we have a free a guide that people can get. So if you go there, just enter your email and the guide will go right out to you. And the guide is really for you to give to someone who's supporting you, because there's a lot of tips how someone can support you as a bereaved person. So if you go to With Sympathy Gifts, right-hand corner, you'll see the Hope for a Hurting Heart guide. So.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Chelsea. That's a wonderful gift. And I just want to also share with everyone that I would love it if you'd let me know how much if you like the show, or if you have any topics you want to discuss in the future, just send me an email at maggie@maggiechula.com, or go like my Facebook page, Maggie Chula Psychic Channel and Spiritual Teacher, and I would love to see you there. Now, Chelsea, I'm sure you have a Facebook page, right?
Oh, sure. Just facebook.com/withsympathygifts. And then even on our With Sympathy Gifts regular website, I have a lot of blog posts that have a lot of helpful information. And then if you subscribe on With Sympathy Gifts to get the free healing guide, I also send out newsletters about monthly. And really the newsletter is filled with tips on grief healing. It's not really advertisements. It's really tips on how to help you. So that would be beneficial too.
Oh, and I also saw that you have a free mini class called Say Yes to Life. I love the name.
yeah, and that's that is helpful too. And I like that class because it's more for the person who's a little farther along in their grief.
Okay,
this happened. What's my purpose? What do I want to do now? So yeah, lots of resources, right?
Yeah, my goodness. So once again, you have a signature system. It's called the Loss to Legacy Method. It's going to be a book. It is in the process of becoming a book.
Correct.
But until then, my goodness, you have so much information that you can really help somebody who's experiencing either a great loss and they just don't know how to move forward, or somebody who's a little bit further along on the path. And that's what I love about you, Chelsea. You have such robust information. You can take people from all the different stages of grief. And thank you for sharing with us the difference between the 5 stages of grief, which was written for terminally ill people, and this method that you have, which is for those of us who are in grief, who are missing loved ones, whoever they are. So that was very helpful to hear that. And I'm sure we'll have you on again once your book is out, because it sounds like absolutely everybody could use it.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of concrete information, so which will be helpful to have those tangible things you can do to feel better.
Yeah, and then the other thing that I did want to also remind people was your online store has gifts, because, you know, when we do know people who've lost someone and you don't even know what to say, that you can go on and give them something tangible that can hopefully help them remember that person that they're missing, but share a little smile. So that one thing I do know with the beings, with the spirits that I can talk to, is it's very important for people to be able to move back into a feeling of this loved one lives on forever. You're mm-hmm. missing them physically, but they're still here with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's totally our theme, because that's what I believe, what you believe, and very healing when you're going through the process.
Yes, yes. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and I do hope that, once again, people look up your websites. It's Chelsea A. Hansen, or if you go from With Sympathy Gifts, I'm sure that goes over to your website too, right?
Yeah, yep, just chelseahansen.com.
Okay,
yep,
and you said that
connected.
If somebody wants to send you an email, they can go ahead and do that.
Sure. Just
what was your email address?
Sure, just info@chelseahansen.com. And, if they would like a free Envision Life After Grief session to kind of help set a plan in motion, we certainly can do that. You just have to allot about 60 minutes to go through it.
Wow. Well, thank you, Chelsea. Thank you so much for coming on. And I'm sure you've inspired quite a few people today. So I wish you all the best of luck. And I know that for the listeners, I'm going to be here next week. I hope that you come and you join us. Our topic will be, why is everybody else insane? And we're going to help you move from that so that you can, you know, take a chill pill and relax and know we're all with love and vibration. So, see you next week. Thank you, Chelsea.